Navy Blue is a song that just about everybody, it seems, in the country remembers hearing. Some may have forgotten that you recorded it specifically, but everybody seems to know that record.
That's pretty true, because if I meet somebody and I mention that I had a hit record when I was a teenager, and they ask me my name, they may not remember right away by my name the hit, but as soon as I say Navy Blue, they say Navy Blue, and if I sing a couple bars, they say, oh yes, I know that song. So yes, people do remember it.
Was that song written especially for you?
It was written for me by Bob Crewe, Bud Rehak, and Eddie Rambo. They were writing material for my recording session, and as a matter of fact, what had happened, it was during the summertime, and I was up in the mountains with my parents on vacation, and Bob Crewe's office called me at the hotel where we were staying and asked me to come into New York the next day because they needed to get my keys on the various songs that they were writing for me. So the next day, my parents put me on a bus, and I went into New York City and went up to Bob Crewe's office, and I walked into one of the small rooms that had a piano in his office, and Bud Rehak and Eddie Rambo were both sitting at the piano, and Bob was pacing back and forth, sort of like scratching his head and saying, had this title in my mind for so long, Navy, Navy Blue, something Navy Blue. With that, Bud Rehak starts to pound out on the keys on the piano, bump, ba-dum, bump, ba-dum. And within 20 to 30 minutes, they wrote the song while I sat there.
Wow. So it was actually written for you as you were watching them write it.
That's right.
Incredible. Now, did you personally, in your own life at that time, know any sailor boy?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I was still in high school. I was a senior in high school, and I had a boyfriend who had joined the Air Force. So when Navy Blue came out and he heard it, he was very upset, to say the least, that here I am, I have a boyfriend that's in the Air Force, and I'm singing a song about having a boyfriend in the Navy. That didn't go over too well with him, but oh well, what can you do?
Well, you mean having a hit record kind of killed a possible relationship there?
Well, that and plus singing about the Navy when he was in the Air Force. He didn't like that at all.
Before we play the song, there's one other question I want to ask you about. The Navy Blue album, which came out as a result of the single, has a picture of you in a Navy uniform. Now, I can understand why your sailor boy would be in a Navy uniform, but how come you were in a uniform? Were you possibly going to try to join him in the Navy?
Well, if I would have joined the Navy, then I would have been able to see him more often instead of waiting for him to come home on leave. But no, actually, I had decided that when I made personal appearances to specifically sing Navy Blue, that I would like to get dressed in some kind of a naval attire. So I said to my mother, let's go out and look and let me see if I can find something nautical that I can wear when I perform.
Right.
And I found this little Navy jacket that had a sailor collar with a tie, and I bought the jacket, and then we went to an Army-Navy store, and I bought an emblem that my mother sewed on the sleeve of the jacket. And I wore a little matching Navy Blue skirt, and every time I went out to perform Navy Blue, especially for, like, record hops at that time, I would always wear my Navy Blue getup.
Right.
So,
there you go.
So Bob Crewe liked it so much that when it came time to shoot the album cover, he wanted me to wear it for some of the shots. You know, I mean, I did make changes of clothing during the shoot for the album cover. But I did wear that outfit, and ultimately they chose that picture.
Right, the one with the life preserver.
Life preserver.